All right, Dave Spano, CEO of NX Wealth Management, as we do each and every Monday, joins us to kick off the week, preview the week ahead. Dave, how was your weekend?
It was excellent, thank you. Saw the fall colors, was glad to enjoy the state of Wisconsin.
Very good, us too. It was actually my mom's birthday and my son's birthday, so we got to celebrate two birthdays.
Awesome. Right.
Yeah, so as I just said before break, we saw that tech VC Ben Horowitz kind of flipped a little bit, saying that him and his wife are going to make a donation to Kamala Harris, where they supported Trump maybe, you know, before, while Biden was still in the race. What are your thoughts? You know, what do tech political donations mean to investors? I mean, obviously we saw Elon Musk with former President Trump this weekend. Harris is talking more about tech and even crypto. Is this just all politics?
Yes, of course it's politics, yeah. But, you know, most people probably don't even know who Ben Horowitz is, but he and a guy named Mark Andreessen, they had a famous private equity firm.
Yeah.
And Horowitz was against all of the Biden administration's regulatory approach. He thought it was, you know, too onerous. And so if you look at it, and you see this flip, and you look a little deeper, we find out that Horowitz's wife and Kamala are like besties. So
yeah,
there's a personal relationship there's for sure. But as you said, you know, Musk is on the other side. And so you look at these two things and say, you know, why is that? Especially when you think about California and tech companies. Of course, there's economic issues. There's regulatory issues that affect these companies. But there's also, you have to think about California, which is obviously a liberal stronghold. So the geography is there, and there's probably social issues that they align with. So when you look at that stuff, I would say, you know, you're not going to not buy a Tesla because Musk is hanging out with Trump. But one of those things that you look at is how are they aligned? And I think, you know, if you think about music for a second.
Yeah.
My conservative friends, right, you know, they see Pearl Jam or Bruce Springsteen or any of these other folks who obviously are not conservative, but they still go to the show. They still buy a ticket. They still enjoy the show. So for most part, we look at a lot of the stuff, and I think it's just a shrug of the shoulders.
Yeah, I agree. It's interesting to pay attention to, but at the same time, you got to realize, hey, we are in October, and you kind of shrug your shoulders and you move on. So how do you interpret last week's job data? Does it take a little pressure off the Fed maybe?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of eye-popping if you think about it. I mean, that the job report was really, really good. You know, of course, a lot of folks are saying that, you know, we're probably going to get some type of revision after the election. So we'll have to see if it really stands up. But it was a really good report on the surface. Wall Street Journal liked the numbers that they saw. And so, you know, if it's true what they adjusted it to, we think it'll be fine. But what does that really do? We saw the 10-year Treasury start to creep up. In fact, looking over at it right now, it's above 4%, and that is interesting. So the 10-year Treasury is going up. What does that mean? People are trying to buy Treasuries, right? Mm-hmm. That's an issue. And at the same time, the Fed is lowering rates, so that gap between the 10-year Treasury and the Fed are starting to close up. And so that will be interesting, Jeff, what happens, you know, with the next rate cut, which will also be after the election. So as you pointed out, a lot of politics. Both sides are saying whatever it takes.
Yeah, very good. All right, when we come back later in the show, I have a new business owner that, you know, spent some time taking his time to find the right business for him and his wife to get into. The Bloomberg over the weekend I saw kind of made a call to say, all right, is it time to increase the amount that we can take out of our 401ks for maybe paying down debt, maybe making investments, maybe emergencies? I want to get Dave Spano's take on our 401ks. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, Monday Market Preview with Dave Spano, CEO at Annex Wealth Management. So, Dave, I saw on Bloomberg one of the columnists called for an increase in the limit that you can take out of your 401k in case of emergency, or maybe to pay down credit card debt or whatever. Can you just give us an overview again of the rules, and what do you think about increasing the withdrawal limit?
there used to be glass on the fire alarms, and it used to, on the glass it says break the glass only in the case of an emergency, right? So if, you, if you're walking down the avenue, I think they probably have one of those just poles. But
yes,
but you really shouldn't do that. That should really be one of your last resorts. So the conversation, I saw that too. Bloomberg calling for a $3,500 limit. And, you know, Congress has talked about that, and the scenarios around that would be, when would it be effective, and how can you use it? Should you take it for personal emergency expenses, like medical expenses or emergency home repairs? And, in fact, unfortunately, in this country, about half of Americans don't have that $1,000 for an emergency. But, you know, if you don't put it back, Jeff, you're going to have to take it as taxable income. You're going to have to be subject to 10% early withdrawal.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go talk to your employer about it. I know the 401k that you have at, at Good Karma is phenomenal, run by a great dude. But if you think about what you can do, and, you know, there's probably better options.
Right.
You know, consider debt consolidation, negotiating with creditors, creating a plan with a financial professional, all of them better than using your 401k as a piggy bank.
Yeah, very good. All right, so how do you counsel small business owners that you work with? It can be a tricky path sometimes to evaluate opportunities, you know, kind of going off on your own or exploring buying a small business.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of that is happening, Jeff, and you have a lot of really great business owners on your show all the time, and so I find that really interesting. But you know, one of the things that you're starting to see is a lot of side hustles.
Yeah.
And so people who will have a job and they go, well, I'm going to do a little whatever it's going to be. Anything from, you know, being an Uber driver to starting a new business. Well, there are things that you need to do. And, you know, should you form a limited liability company? Should you put together some budgeting? And so that's for the startup stuff. But for our existing clients, a lot of them, there's a gap between knowledge and actual, you know, what they're actually doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we say, listen, there's tax planning that you should do. There's budgeting. There's financial metrics, you know, metrics that you should use.
Right.
There's cash flow management. All of that stuff, Jeff, is right in there. And things that we should tell our clients, you know, setting up a retirement plan, back to your previous question. All of these things are really important. We talk to our clients a lot about that, how you should invest your money. Reducing taxes and investing for the long term is really a healthy opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and often, you know, whether it's a side hustle or it's something you're going to go purchase on your own, you need that initial financing. So you got to be really cognizant of where you secure that from, and, you know, are you willing to go into personal debt to kind of pursue your dream?
And a lot of times, Jeff, it comes from family and friends, or you know, or taking a second mortgage against your house, and all of these things, you know, that people have taken that risk. And why did they do that? I mean, there's a lot of risk to try, and sleepless nights and stress and employee issues that go into this. So, you know, a lot of people say, if I'm going to trade in my paycheck for the risk, the wealth creation, there's also possibility of wealth destruction. So go into it with your eyes wide open.
Yeah. Okay. What else is on the weekly numbers release this week? You know, I love the lingo. I see core PPI on Friday.
Right. Yeah, PPI, right? So producer's price index. And that's part of it. But, you know, really what's happening in a big story is going to be the earnings reports. You know, the third quarter earnings reports come out. Like the report cards are out this week, and they start tomorrow with PepsiCo, and then end the week with the big banks. So earnings season is starting. Interest rates are supposed to be headed lower. We think they are. We're going into an election season. There's a bunch of wild cards, as you well know. You know, geopolitical risk. You know, how is Israel going to respond to Iran? And, you know, how does the earnings report actually come out? Of course, the election is a huge, huge issue. And Milton is headed towards Florida and seems really pissed off. So a lot of economic news is coming out this week. So go through it, folks. Know what you own, why you own it, how much you're paying for it. You can help. We can help.
Very good. Dave Spano, CEO at Annex Wealth Management. Dave, enjoy your week. Always appreciate your time.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Thank you.